From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is visiting Indiana to discuss elements of his economic stimulus package. He stopped at a recreational vehicle factory in Elkhart to discuss the success of the economic package and its next step.
So that's why I'm here today, to announce $2.4 billion in highly competitive grants to develop the next generation of fuel-efficient cars and trucks powered by the next generation of battery technologies, all made right here in the U.S. of A.
Mr. Obama also congratulated the release of two American journalists who had been jailed for months by North Korea. They were freed when former President Bill Clinton made a private trip to North Korea to request their release. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who was in Kenya, welcomed the news, but she warned North Korea the journalists' case is not linked to diplomatic talks over nuclear issues. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Speaking to reporters in Nairobi, Kenya, where she opened a U.S.-Africa trade conference, the Secretary of State said she was relieved when former President Bill Clinton's plane took off from North Korea with two recently freed U.S. journalists aboard. But she stressed that the freeing of the journalists and the resumption of talks between the U.S. and North Korea are two separate issues. The U.S. and other world powers have called for North Korea to dismantle its nuclear program, but North Korea has so far resisted those calls despite international sanctions.
We have successfully completed a humanitarian mission, but now we have to go back to the ongoing efforts to try to enlist North Koreans in discussions that the world wants to see them participate in.
Clinton said she would debrief her husband later on the details of his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Police have identified three women who died in yesterday's shooting at a fitness club near Pittsburgh. From member station WDUQ, Catherine Fink reports.
Heidi Overmeyer, Elizabeth Gannon, and Jody Billingsley were shot to death during an aerobics class at the gym. Nine other women were injured. The shooter, 48-year-old George Sedini, then killed himself. Sedini was a systems analyst for a local law firm. He kept a blog on his personal website that was accessible by entering his date of death, in other words, yesterday. In the blog, Sedini described his plans for the shootings and his frustration with his personal life. 2 days before the shootings, Sedini wrote that he did not have relationships or friends and that he did not have control over his life. Sedini also wrote that he originally planned the shootings for January and even brought loaded guns into the fitness club, but he chickened out. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Fink in Pittsburgh.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 64 points at 9,256. The Nasdaq is down 25 points. It's currently at 1985. This is NPR. News reports say the Los Angeles chief of police is going to resign and take a job running a private security firm. Chief William Bratton is head of the LA police for 7 years. Before that, he served as head of the Boston and New York City police departments. Bratton is scheduled to hold a news conference later today. A Russian general says two Russian submarines patrolling off the eastern coast of the United States should not be a matter of concern. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow.
Russia's Army Chief of Staff says Russian attack submarines patrolling off the eastern coast of the U.S. are not newsworthy. He says it's just business as usual for Russia because Moscow's Navy needs to stay in shape. U.S. officials say that the Russian submarines had been patrolling in international waters for several days, but that the maneuvers did not provoke concern. In 2007, Russia resumed Cold War-style flights of nuclear-capable bombers across the Atlantic. The former Soviet Union still relies heavily on its nuclear triad of land-based missiles, submarines, and strategic bombers. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been sworn into office for a second term. His election's been a flashpoint for hundreds of thousands of Iranian protesters who believe the election was rigged for his victory. The White House spokesman is modifying his statement about the election. Robert Gibbs had been asked if Ahmadinejad was the legitimate Iranian leader. Gibbs said he was the elected leader. Today, Gibbs said while Ahmadinejad has taken the oath of office, the Iranian election is not a matter for him to pass judgment on. He added that the Iranian people must decide whether their election was fair. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.